The Flower Show by Audrey Siddall, read by Kevin Wilde. There's been a lot of comings and goings down the street. There's been barras and prams carrying veggies and jams, flowers and fruit and pickles to boot. It'll be a reek grand seat. They're rolling it down back at the gasworks. Is that welfare all, you know? I'm going on Saturday with Tmester. It'll be a good show. Last year Tmer come to open it. His chain were polished all bright. His face were all flushed as folks round him pushed, and his wife looked an horrible sight. Her hat were just smothered in flowers, all up to crown and even on to brim. Then all over to lot were some netting, caught up with blue bows for a trim. My old man's entering tomatoes. He says it'll be hard to find six all the same size, and slugs have got into his taters. I'll have to use them up in my pies. Last year he got a gold with King Edward's. They really did look grand, set out on a plate on a doily, each one as big as your hand. When he got 'em ready for showing, he washed 'em and wiped 'em with care, as if they were babby's bottoms, all plump and smooth and bare. The chap next door is entering his onions, but he don't really stand much chance. I think weather's been agin 'em this year. I've seen better on bikes from France. I can't see why to men have to tech veggies. After all, it's called a flower show. And behind all them lotment hedges, there's some lovely flowers they grow. Of course, some do enter flowers its classes, gladdies and dahlias and all, but it's a job getting them all right together afore they all start to fall. Yeah, I'm right looking forward to going, but I'll be glad when it's over and done. My old man's strung up and bad-tempered. He don't seem to think it's for fun. He might be entered to Olympics or sitting for its GCSE. If he gets on your bronze, he'll be happy. If not, it's divorce for him and me.